If you are a private music teacher who is considering starting a music school, this article is for you. Setting up a music school is a fulfilling and exciting venture for anyone passionate about music education. Starting any new business can be challenging, but with the right approach, planning, and execution, it can be a rewarding experience. With the wrong approach, it could be a costly mistake and drain your love for teaching music, as well as your finances. This article will address the steps required to start a music school successfully and illuminate some of the challenges you should consider before you do. Step 1. Research and planning. The first step in setting up a music school is conducting thorough research and planning. This step includes defining your music school's mission, vision, and values, and conducting market research to determine the demand for music education in your area. You should also research your competition, understand what they offer, and how you can differentiate your music school from theirs. Define your unique selling proposition, USP. Successful businesses are skilled at identifying their USP, or unique selling proposition. Consider focusing on a niche that the competition isn't focusing on. You could also focus on providing more value. For example, you could also provide supplementary online course material in addition to in-person lessons, which could help students get more out of their lessons. By brainstorming ways to offer additional value to your students, you can get more music students and keep them longer. Consider the overhead and ongoing expenses. Another critical aspect of planning is determining the financial requirements to start and sustain your music school. You need to create a budget that outlines all the costs associated with setting up and running your music school, including rent, equipment, staff, and marketing expenses. It's crucial to factor in a contingency fund in your budget to cater to unforeseen expenses. Step 2, create a lean business plan. When creating a business plan for your music school, consider a lean approach to business planning to minimize time and resources. The lean approach is based on the book The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. It introduces a methodology for developing and managing startups, focusing on minimizing wasted time, effort, and resources. Focus on the key elements, such as your target audience, marketing strategies, revenue streams, and financial projections. The Growth Inc. website offers a helpful guide on creating a lean business plan, which covers the essential points concisely and efficiently. By following this approach, you can create a solid business plan for your music school without spending days researching and planning. The marketing section of your lean business plan should highlight how you intend to promote your music school, what your brand identity will look like, and how you will advertise and market your music school. Financial projections should be realistic. You don't want to be surprised by costs that are more than you expected and revenue that is less than you planned for. Use this information to project when your music school will break even and start making profits. Step 3, register your business. The next step is to register your music school as a legal entity. Registering your music school ensures that the government recognizes it and that it complies with the law. You should consult a lawyer or accountant to determine the best legal structure for your music school, whether it's a sole proprietorship, partnership, limited liability company, or corporation. Certain tax implications are associated with each entity, so the decision on how to best structure your music school is reserved for another article. However, we will share some links and resources to help you think through your music school's structure. Step 4, secure funding. Starting a music school requires a significant investment in equipment, rent, staffing, and marketing expenses. You can finance your music school through personal savings, loans from family and friends, or by securing a business loan from a financial institution. You should also explore grant opportunities from government agencies, nonprofit organizations, and private foundations that fund music education programs. Step 5, choose a location. Choosing the right location for your music school is important to its success. You should look for a location that's easily accessible, preferably in a commercial or residential area. It should be central to areas you want to target, such as between two or three towns that are likely to have many potential music students. Consider the competition when selecting a location. You probably don't want to start a brand new music school in close proximity to an established one that is well respected in the community. Ensure that the location has ample parking, is secure, and has a pleasant ambiance that fosters a conducive learning environment. The location should also be spacious enough to accommodate your equipment, students, and staff. Step 6, acquire equipment and materials. When starting a music school, you should have the right equipment and materials to provide high-quality music education to your students. This may involve investing considerable money in purchasing or leasing instruments, music books, sheet music, and other supplies. Determine what types of instruments you will need. This will depend on the kind of music you intend to teach and the age range of your students. Some common instruments used in music schools include pianos, guitars, drums, violins, and saxophones. Once you have a list of the instruments you need, you can research the different brands and models available to find the best options for your school. You can consider purchasing new or used instruments depending on your budget and needs. In addition to instruments, you'll also need to purchase music books and sheet music for your students. This will include materials for different levels of expertise, from beginners to advanced musicians. You can also consider creating your own teaching materials or curricula if you have the necessary skills and experience. Finally, you'll need to stock up on other supplies, such as music stands, metronomes, and other teaching aids. These materials will help your students learn and practice effectively. Step 7, hire staff. Your music school's success largely depends on your staff's expertise and dedication. This can be one of the most challenging parts of running a music school. You must hire qualified, experienced music teachers who share your school's mission and values and compensate them for their time. Ensure your staff members are certified music educators, knowledgeable in various music genres and instruments. You can advertise vacancies on online job boards, local music stores, or through referrals from colleagues and friends. Additionally, you may need administrative staff to help with scheduling, customer service, and other administrative tasks. Step 8, develop your curriculum. Your music school's curriculum should be comprehensive and cater to students of all ages and skill levels that you intend to teach. You can develop a curriculum that focuses on a particular genre or instrument, or one that offers a broad range of music classes. You should also consider incorporating music theory, history, and appreciation classes into your music education curriculum. Ensuring that your music school's curriculum aligns with state and national music education standards is important. Consider joining appropriate music teacher associations if you haven't already. It would help if you also encouraged your teachers to incorporate innovative teaching techniques and technology into their classes to make learning music fun and engaging for students. Step 9, market your music school. Marketing your music school is crucial to its success. You should use various marketing strategies to promote your music school, including online, social media, and traditional advertising methods such as flyers, posters, and brochures. You can also collaborate with local music stores, community centers, and other organizations to promote your music school. We wrote a comprehensive guide to marketing music lessons, which you can check out here. It's essential to maintain a strong online presence for your music school. You should have a website that's easy to navigate, includes information about your music school's curriculum, staff, and location, and allows prospective students to enroll in classes online. You should also create social media accounts for your music school to engage with your audience and promote your classes. Step 10, evaluate and adjust your music school's performance. Regularly review your music school's finances, enrollments, and staff performance to determine areas that need improvement. You can use student feedback surveys and focus groups to assess the effectiveness of your curriculum and teaching methods. Additionally, you should adjust your music school's strategies and operations based on feedback and performance evaluations. You may need to modify your curriculum or marketing strategies or hire additional staff to meet demand. Regular evaluation and adjustment can help you maintain a successful and thriving music school. Conclusion. In conclusion, setting up a music school requires careful planning, research, and execution. Not every music teacher will want to go through this process, and that's okay. It's not an easy path. Being a private music teacher and focusing on individual music lessons can offer much more flexibility with far fewer headaches. If you do choose to start a music school, it's essential to develop a comprehensive business plan, secure funding, choose a suitable location, acquire equipment and materials, hire qualified staff, develop a comprehensive curriculum, market your music school effectively, and evaluate and adjust your strategies and operations regularly. With dedication, hard work, and passion for music education, setting up a music school can be a rewarding and fulfilling experience.